ready.
Woo. The whistle's got woo.
The cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King podcast, hosted by James Coe.
All right, let's start there at the wide receiver position. Let's talk about Rome Odunze versus the LA Rams. Man, the Rams have absolutely stunk up the joint against outside wide receivers. Obviously, in week number three, Jawan Jennings, my God. I mean, he went God mode against the Rams. He lines up primarily outside, as we kind of anticipated, with Deebo Samuel on the shelf. But 12 targets, 11 grabs, 175, 3 touchdowns, 46.5 PPR points for Jawan Jennings. But this is the same defense that gave up a huge game to Marvin Harrison. 8 targets, 4 grabs, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then what happened? In week number one, Jameson Williams with a career game. Again, 5 grabs for 120 and a touchdown, 24.4 PPR points. If you feel like I'm saying career game a lot when it comes to the LA Rams, it's because it's happening a lot. I think we might see a career game for Rome Odunze, who has clearly built up a pretty good rapport with rookie quarterback Kayla Williams. Oh, speaking of sleeper quarterback Caleb Williams, let's go. Again, the Rams rank dead last in yards per attempt allowed. They allow an insane 9.81 yards per attempt. Think about that, guys. Every single time a quarterback throws the ball, they gain on average 9.81 yards. That is insane. That is absolutely insane. Their bottom 5 are the Rams in completion percentage and yards and touchdowns. So it shouldn't be no surprise. This Rams defense has given up the second most fantasy points per game to the quarterback position. We saw Brock Purdy week number 3 have a strong game, just a shade under 300 yards, 3 touchdown performance for him. He also chipped in with 41 rush yards, which was a little bit random. Kyler Murray obviously had a big game there in week number 2. And Jared Goff, that was a little bit of a disappointing game for Jared Goff, 217 and a touchdown and an interception. But overall, this is not a good defense. And again, we got to keep picking on and just keep hammering against the LA Rams. Okay, so we really like them. Man, you know what? As a matter of fact, can I stay in this game? Roschon Johnson, deep sleeper. Not a regular sleeper, a deep sleeper here for Roschon Johnson. Again, the Rams have allowed the second most rush yards to running backs, while their 4.71 yards per carry allowed ranks as 10th worst. Now, Roschon Johnson is the nominal backup. I will give you that. But DeAndre Swift has looked absolutely ridiculously bad. I mean, ridiculously bad. Okay. Roschon Johnson Roschon Johnson did have double-digit PPR points in week number 3, despite playing very limited snaps. And man, I just want to reiterate, I think DeAndre Swift is legitimately the worst starting running back in the NFL. He and Rashad White are just battling neck and neck. Neck and neck. They're trying to figure out who's the worst. It might be between DeAndre Swift. Oh, shoot, we might have to throw our boy Zamir White in there. Who's the worst? Who is the worst starting running back in the NFL? It's a gunfight to the death. Anyways, but Roschon Johnson, deep sleeper here against the Rams. Again, not a regular sleeper, but if you're in a deeper league, keep an eye on Roschon Johnson. By the way, I do think Roschon Johnson, if he's available on the waiver wire, absolutely needs to be added as well. I would not be surprised if, because the seat is getting hot in Chicago, man, the seat is getting very hot. So will they just pull the ripcord on DeAndre Swift? Will the coaching staff say, dude, screw the front office, man. I know they signed this dude to big bucks, but man, we got to go out here and we got to fight for our lives, our coaching lives. We got to play the best guys. And the best guy right now is Roschon Johnson. You know, shoot, it might be Khalil Herbert even, but man, they got to stop playing DeAndre Swift, man, if they want to start winning some football games. Okay. Did we talk about Cole Kmet? No, I don't think we talked about Cole Kmet. I'm talking about all these Chicago Bears. Apparently every Chicago Bear is a sleeper. And I do think that's fair because the Rams defense absolutely is putrid. They stink. They're bad, dude. Come on. This is real talk now. Okay. The Rams defense is not good, boys and girls. They're just not that good. But Cole Kmet, tight end for the Chicago Bears, taking on the LA Rams. The Rams have given up the fifth most fantasy points per game to the tight end position. Cole Kmet came alive in week number three. Are you kidding me? 11 targets, 10 grabs, 90 plus yards. Huge performance for Cole Kmet. And you know what? Bottom line is he's also taken over the tight end spot as well. The rotation there week one was very concerning. Gerald Everett played way more than Cole Kmet. I believe Cole Kmet at that time in week one had played less than 50% of the snaps. Don't quote me on that, but I'm like 99% sure. I think he played like 47% of the snaps there in week one. But in week number three, it was over 80%. So he has clearly taken over, which, by the way, this goes back to the whole Rashawn Johnson thing. Like, Chicago stupidly spent on tight end. Like, Bears, what, Ryan Poles, what are we doing, bro? Like, I know we talked about, I think we talked about this before, but what are we doing out here? Why are you spending on tight end? Why are you spending on running back? Like, come on, dude. Like, get your act together, dude. You needed O-linemen. You spent nothing on O-line. Doesn't make no sense. Anyways, Gerald Everett came in with a free agent contract. I know it wasn't huge, but the coaching staff's like, nah, dude, we're good. We are good, man. We got to go back to Cole Kmet. We're good. Anyway, so Cole Kmet playing a bunch of the snaps, dominant snap share. And obviously what we saw there in week number three, I mean, 11 targets, 10 grabs, 90 plus yards. That's great. Has he built up a little something here with Caleb Williams? I don't know. We're going to find out. Now, Caleb's probably not going to throw 50 dang times. At least I wouldn't think he does. But even at 30, even at 35 pass attempts, I think that'd be fine. Like, if Cole Kmet can get you five or six targets, we're good. We are good. Those five or six targets might be very, very lucrative against this LA Rams defense.